I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Here's something you may have caught last night when Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton were going at it in the second presidential debate.
And I'll tell you what, I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it, and I hate to say it, but if I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception. There has never been anything like it.
Donald Trump there actually threatening his opponent, Hillary Clinton, last night. Her response?
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Yeah. Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
First, a little fact-checking. Is what Trump proposed even possible? For that, we called on David Mednikoff. He's a professor of public policy at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. He's also an attorney.
It is absolutely possible for Donald Trump, if he were president, to instruct his attorney general to appoint a special prosecutor. You know, the attorney general certainly could refuse to do this or resign, because it's a very obviously sort of personalistic way to approach this. But yeah, it is within his power.
I mean, it was hard not to hear echoes of authoritarian regimes around the globe and leaders who have put their opponents in jail, Kenya and Ivory Coast, Egypt, Myanmar. But in those cases, going after an opponent is typically based on charges of election fraud. Were you able to take Donald Trump's threat seriously?
For me, the issue is the pattern of the way he talks about leadership. He either doesn't understand or conceives of leadership in this very personalistic way. He really also, in the debate itself, continued to talk about how Hillary Clinton should have been able to do a variety of federal policies herself, either as a senator or a cabinet official. This suggests a sense that, you know, an individual leader has control over the entire policy process and its outcome. And that is authoritarianism. That's personal leadership. So whether it's punishing your enemies or single-handedly dictating a policy that you think is right, that's a way of thinking about governing that is fundamentally at odds with constitutional democracy in general and, you know, our constitutional democracy in the United States quite particularly.
Is what you just said really the most shocking, disturbing thing about Trump's statement last night?
You know, I heard the statement and I said, okay, this is somebody being kind of mean-spirited and appealing to their base, but it is a threat to go after somebody for personal reasons. You know, then I listened to other things he says, how Putin and former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein were effective and able to achieve difficult policy goals, I mean, really nasty ones, because they're good leaders. It seems like a pretty basic notion that a leader is somebody that tells everyone else what to do, doesn't have to connect to any other checks and balances. And checks and balances is the entire design of the United States Constitution, put in place specifically to not allow a leader to just run roughshod over everyone else in the pursuit of a particular policy goal. So the pattern is the thing that's problematic.
And Clinton responded to Donald Trump's threat last night. Were you satisfied with her answer? How would you have wanted her to respond?
I would have responded in her place. You keep talking about how one person ought to be able to do all these things. That's a very sort of dictatorial way of thinking about leadership. Are you, Donald Trump, a dictator? I mean, that is the problem with this. It may be just his naive view of leadership. He may really think that constitutional authority is not in place to stop particular leaders from getting their way. But he just consistently in all of his statements suggests that there isn't such a thing as separation of powers. And really, that's the way that governance is structured to some extent in China. You know, Burundi is a good example of a leader that does this. North Korea, Egypt since the Sisi shift, and Russia. So, you know, the company that he's in are those countries that don't take constitutional procedures, let alone democracy, seriously at all.
David Mednikoff is a professor of public policy and the director of Middle Eastern Studies at UMass Amherst. Thanks very much, David.
You're very welcome, Marco.